Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tim May, of course he knows it, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Make sure you read him on Letterman Row. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm sorry. I was holding for the free hot dogs.
Free hot dogs, that's coming up a little bit later with the show. We'll have those at 201. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
I'll call back. Thank you.
Tom Withers is in today, Tom, just so you know. Jeff is off. So, you know, we always like to throw.
Tom Withers.
We always like to throw a little.
Tim May, one of my favorite guys. You know, there's not
the
a whole.
The man with the new knees, right?
Oh,
I got one.
That.
Yeah, I got one. I didn't know you realized that. I got to tell you, Tim, there's not many things I miss about the AP beat. I will tell you this. I miss the days where I would sit next to Tim May, whether it was at a kart race at Burke Lakefront Airport or an NCAA game in any arena in Ohio or a Mid-America tournament game. Well, anytime I sat with Tim May, it was a better day.
My favorite photo I ever shot with a cell phone. Well, that was one of my favorites. I shot a couple at Oakmont last week, which were interesting, but was of Tom Withers sitting as a forlorn, almost iconic figure in Quicken Loans Arena or whatever it's called now, with these three guys who were in charge of clearing out the floor after the MAC tournament was over. Sitting there staring at him, wanting to know when is he going to hit his deadline so they can finish tearing out the floor. It's an iconic photo.
Oh.
It's like Rushmore, but with just one guy on it. Well, I guess there'd be four on it because of the three malcontents plus Tom Withers.
They tore it out around me. Remember that? Yeah, that was quite a night.
Wait,
it was literally like a man. He ended up being a man on an island, Andy. It's pretty sweet.
Man, I don't know who else would be on that Mount Rushmore. If you had to pick one other from Columbus, Bob Baptist, who would you put on that Mount Rushmore? You can only pick one. I'll let Tom pick another from Cleveland. Ooh, that's a tough one too.
You know what?
Wow.
You got to go to the guts. You got to go to the guts of what makes media. And I would probably put Paul Moose Spahn on that Mount Rushmore.
You are probably playing golf with him right now. That's why.
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact. Speaking of being on the hill, first he had a thing he had to deal with this year mechanically inside, you know, and then he falls and breaks his wrist a week and a half ago.
Ooh.
And so my regular golfing partner has been on the fritz almost the entire year, so I've been having to make do.
All right, I'm not going to put Tom under the gun and make him pick another writer in town because
no,
that's not fair.
No.
All right, so Tim, there's a part of me that wants to talk to you about golf from last week, but I'm not going to. I want to talk to you about Ohio State. And there's just so many things going on right now. And all right, let's start with Ryan Day, okay, and the scheduling.
Ryan Day.
You know who he is, right?
Okay.
We're good with him?
Yeah, I'm just trying to flip my brain. You know, I'm 71. I have to flip my brain into that chapter. Go ahead now.
Okay. So, you know, he talked about scheduling, what was it, earlier this week. And, I mean, your thoughts on the way scheduling should be in the future for major powerhouses. Let's put it that way.
Here's the thing. If you're playing nine Big Ten conference games, which Ohio State has been doing for a little while now, the Big Ten has been doing for a little bit now, yes, SEC, you can do it without things falling apart. I don't understand that. But that means you're playing nine Power Five opponents right off the bat. And I think it always works to your benefit to play one if you can schedule it, and then the schedule happens. Play one big time opponent from elsewhere in the country. And I'm not in this ilk that is pushing this Big Ten SEC alliance when it comes to scheduling, because like last year, if that'd been in vogue, what if your schedule had you play in Mississippi State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like Clemson or somebody, would that be, you know, would people think that's good? I mean, Toledo beat the hell out of Mississippi State. So, so I'm not really into just because it's Big Ten versus SEC. That's the way you should go, because you can have mismatches and all kinds of like ho-hum games in that regard too. But you should play somebody decent. We all know we all know the preferred schedule this year for Ohio State would have been Grambling, Ohio University, and then Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's the way it's set up. It's kind of like flipped to a certain extent. It's Ohio, it's Texas, Grambling, and Ohio University before you get into Big Ten Conference play. So, but yeah, I mean, getting that all right from one year to the next is difficult. And yeah, they're scheduled to play Alabama in, what was that, 27 and 28.
Yep.
I'm holding my breath right now that that happens because there's a lot going on. And we've seen them be scheduled before to play SEC opponents like Georgia and stuff or Tennessee. And then those things get blown up because somebody needs an extra home game or something. So, you know, it all looks good on paper, but until you get to the execution part. But yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you don't want to, you can't play Alabama, Georgia, and throw another one in there, Texas, as your non-conference opponents, and then play your conference opponent. Nobody's going to do that. I mean, the SEC especially. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't even know if I answered your question.
No, I think you did. Tim, I'm going to go a little with a broader question here, if I could. I mean, college sports doesn't look anything like it did when you and I began, and it hardly looks like anything that we saw even a couple of years ago. We recently had this major settlement between the NCAA and, you know, all these lawsuits and what have you. Where are you on where things are at right now? I mean, obviously the NCAA does not mean what the NCAA used to mean. We don't really seem to have a governing body, so to speak. It's kind of the wild, wild west. We got NIL. You talked about scheduling. There's just so much going on. Just the state of college sports in general. Where are you at with things?
Well, it's like the settlers, you know, settled our massive country. It's like, when they came over from Europe and then they were in the United States for a little while and then they got on Conestoga wagons and went west and they went from civilization to what the heck is this to then civilization kind of catching up to them later. Right now, you know, the House settlement, for example, it wasn't even, I don't think it was even a 48-hour ceasefire. Might have been 72-hour ceasefire, but you already see what the you know, what's been proposed, and yeah, it's outrageous, but what's been proposed in the Michigan legislature about, yeah, but we're not going to adhere for Michigan State. We're not going to have to adhere to these things. We're going to, you know, we're not going to necessarily agree with the NIL clearinghouse, the NILGO, as they're calling it, and the CSC. We're going to like still do our own thing, much like Tennessee's legislature has already given them the ability to do that if, in fact, they decide to go another round and talk about Tennessee and or Vanderbilt. So this is just a lull. The House settlement was just a lull because on the Tim May show, I had this guy on, Jim Cavalli, who's part of an organization that has been organizing and continues to organize, not student-athletes, because in his mind that's a vulgar word. It was designed to keep student-athletes down on the farm, so to speak, and not allow them rights. That term was, even Walter Byers agreed that that was a mistake later on in his life, the guy who helped found the NCAA.
But
the bottom line is this is not even the calm is already gone. Now there are going to be lawsuits galore about whether you can restrict how much you can give student athletes, for another term, college athletes, in terms of NIL compensation, because if I'm a car dealer and I determine, let's throw a name out there, Jeremiah Smith is worth $500,000 a year to me, for me to be associated with him due to his following social media and everywhere else, he will bring customers into my business. I truly believe that for $500,000 a year. Why can't I pay him that? You know, and that's until these guys become contracted individuals. You know, with a collective bargaining arm to it to give them certain rights, you're going to continue to have lawsuits and stuff challenging this House settlement and some of its ramifications.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Tim, let me talk to you about actual players on the field here for a second. Will we have a Smith after Jeremiah Smith, or maybe even for one? I don't know if we'll get him for 1 year together, but it sounds to me like Jeremiah's brother, Angelo, is going to have the opportunity to go to Ohio State. He's a defensive back. Thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I think that's the greatest thing about him is, number one, he's obviously talented because he's already been offered, but number two, he's not playing the same position, so you don't have that juxtaposition of this guy next to this guy, but are they the same thing? They aren't necessarily the same thing, except they are from the same bloodline, and you got to figure, you know, although if you compared me to my older brother, you'd be really, well, he's passed now, but I digress.
The Griffins, the line is, right?
Yeah.
The Bosas, the Smiths.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bosas came, the Bosas, in my opinion, got better from one Bosa to the next in terms of just pure pass rushing talent. You know, you've got the Styles on there now. Lorenzo Styles Jr., who you guys remember his dad. Lorenzo Styles was middle linebacker at Ohio State. Lorenzo Styles Jr. went to Notre Dame to begin with as a wide receiver, came back to Ohio State, and, you know, he's in the corner rotation. He's going to be, I think, his last year this year, but he transferred back a couple years ago. He's going to be in the corner rotation. He was also their nickelback guy, which is used half the time, you know, in modern college football, just like in the NFL. But now he's, you know, he's where he belongs on the defensive side of the ball, and along with his younger but much bigger brother, Sonny Styles. And so, brother combinations sometimes work out extremely well. It's rare that two brothers are the same or of the same ability or even ilk. You've got to go after a, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Now, with that said, Ohio State, I don't think finally even offered Antoine Winfield Jr., which I thought was one of the great gaffes of the last, since Urban Meyer took over back in 2012, late 2011. They didn't offer Antoine Winfield Jr. He turned out to be as good as, if not better than his dad.
Yeah.
And his dad, in my opinion, pound for pound, height for height, is the best defensive player still I've ever covered at Ohio State. That guy was built to knock your block off. Almost said something bad there.
You didn't, though. And we would have deleted it anyway. So.
Hey, Tim.
You would have?
Yeah, I would have dumped you. I would have.
Capability? If they miss it? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
It's all good, Tim. Hey, yesterday I sat through the Surviving Ohio State documentary on HBO, and I was just curious if you've seen it yet and whether you have or haven't. Has there been an early reaction in Columbus to it? I thought it was, as painful as it was to watch, I thought it was very well done. Obviously a very dark chapter in Ohio State's history.
I'll be honest with you. I have not watched it yet. I'm not going to watch it. I haven't had a chance to do it, but it's tough. It's tough when you hear about all these things. It's really tough, you know, when you're sitting there and you're covering sports at Ohio State. But I mean, I mainly covered football, and then you don't hear about this for 20 years. Yeah. You're going, I mean, I don't remember even hearing rumblings about this, you know. And then you find out, kind of like, I'm not going to get into it, but one of the reasons it was brought in the first place, the complaint, it kind of bothers you too. But that's another story for another day.
Right.
It's troubling anytime you see anything like that. I mean, just like with the Michigan State scandal, and you've had similar allegations made about a Michigan doctor, you know, with the University of Michigan way back when, which
has kind of come to light. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise to hear that that's happened a lot of places, you know, but I'm going to refrain judgment on what the actual documentary brought, because I know it was probably, and it should be, should be mainly from the former athlete's point of view and stuff.
It is.
But, you know, back when the investigation was going on, I was, you know, we had other people on our, at the Dispatch, Columbus Dispatch, I was working there. Other people were working on that. But I remember running a couple of athletes who literally were part of the wrestling team and other things who poo-pooed the fact that this ruined people's lives. So, you know, it's almost a subjective thing when you get right down to it, because they might not have been subjected to the same thing other people were.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's indignation no matter what, that if in fact it was brought to people's attention and nothing was done about it just for the sake of reputation, that bothers you every time. Go ahead now.
No, I was going to say, even if you, I don't know if you saw the Jesse Owens movie, but I didn't feel too good about the football program when Jesse was there. If you watch the movie, I mean, like I felt like I got punched in the stomach because I couldn't believe what I was watching.
I moved up here from Alabama and Texas. I, you know, 11 years Alabama, 11 years Texas. And, you know, people always cast a funny eye at you when you have a Southern accent, like they assign all these things to you. And I go, you know, well, I'll tell you that story some other time. But bottom line was, racism was going on everywhere in the United States. Some of it was masked better than other places. But it's just difficult to believe that was going on, you know, in the liberal North back in the 30s, but 20s and 30s. But it clearly was, along with other places. Mm.
Tim, thank you. As always, we always appreciate your time. We'll be talking
to you
soon.
By the way, you know my famous line, right, about being a coach?
Nope, give it to me.
I could have been Jesse Owens' track coach. Just think how famous I'd be right now. Run, Jesse, run.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Tim.
Thanks,
thank
Tim.
You. Appreciate
Peace,
it.
See you, bye. Tom.
Tim Bay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.